Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Draft head-to-head with the Pistons home playoff game Thursday, a week from tomorrow. Any conflict? Any issues? We got phone calls. We got ticket texts. We're talking about that this morning. Get to a study on the five-second rule later this hour. And the Tigers. Mm-hmm. John wants to drive the bus. We'll get to it. Kyle in St. Clair Shores, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Thank you. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I don't think there's like an option at all. I mean, it's playoff basketball in Detroit for the first time in years. And to sit there and just watch names on the – like, I love the draft. But the Lions don't draft until the end. If you're waiting for the Lions, the basketball game will be over. And then if they trade out of the first round, you just sat there, missed playoff basketball. Like, that atmosphere is going to be insane in Detroit. Yeah. I wouldn't miss that for anything.
Right. The last time the Pistons played in the playoffs was, 2019? But nobody felt like they had a chance to do anything in that series. Same thing when they made it in 2016. We got to go back. The last time the Pistons won a playoff game was 2008. This Pistons team should win multiple playoff games in this series.
Yes.
This is a different feeling around this basketball team. They're on the way up. They're not limping in with Blake Griffin. They've got a star, and they've got a cast around them, and they've got a winnable series with the Knicks. You get names right off a prompter that can't possibly take precedent.
And during the season, they won more games than they lost against the Knicks.
They did, 3-1.
Yeah.
Building the case, baby. Mm-hmm. Building the case. Ticket Texter says, Lions season ticket holder. I got tickets to both game 3 and 4. The draft doesn't make me think twice about attending either game.
Mm-hmm. And part of it is, it's not the Super Bowl for the Lions anymore. The actual goal is the Super Bowl. They're not picking till 28. We've tried to come up with different topics about the draft. It just hasn't been...
Right. We just did big storylines. If you're a local fan, you're going to stay up to see... You're going to focus on where who goes where? Who are the big names that you're dying to see where they land?
I think there's a lot of people that are actually looking for something to do to kill time. Not that the going to the Pistons game is killing time, but they're looking for something to do so that they can stay up until 11 o'clock when the Lions are actually in the realm of making their pick or trading up to make a pick.
Listen, the NFL draft is entertainment for people. People love the way it's produced and put together, the package.
Oh, I know. I watch every year.
So they enjoy that. It's kind of like justifying, why would people be into the Pro Bowl? Well, they are. The ratings are good.
Millions of people watch it.
I mean, I don't know if we'll be able to find this out. I would argue there might be a chance the draft rates better than the Pistons playoff game.
Well, so this ticket texture kind of foreshadows that.
I wouldn't be surprised at that at all. We're talking about the local aspect of this versus the national aspect.
If you could get local TV slices, how many Detroit households were watching which of the two?
Guys, let's put it out there. We've throughout the season, anytime we bring up the Pistons, we get very little response. Well, people aren't interested. Maybe they are now, okay, but...
Well, I would hope they are, but it doesn't mean they are. And that's what this ticket texture says. You need to pump the brakes on the Piston excitement. I was in a barber shop in Lake Orion yesterday. Eight people, including the barber in there, and only three even knew the Pistons had made the playoffs. When the barber asked if they'd be watching, they said no, Mike in Clarkston.
When do people get on the train? Like, do they actually have to win a playoff series?
When there's a parade down Woodward, then people will get on board. I mean, come on, people.
I think it's always cool. It's like, what would Colin do that night, Heather?
I have no idea. I do think he'd probably have the Pistons on.
But I think he'd be more fixated on the draft.
But I think he would be interested in the draft. But I have seen the Pistons now
on the TV.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've
seen
them on our TV.
It's been a long time for everybody,
for a lot of people. Pistons, this ticket texture says, the NBA as an organization is laughable compared to the NFL. I have zero interest in it. I'll forget the Pistons are even on as I fall asleep with the draft on my television. Anthony and Troy. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, we bring it up and think, well, of course you're going to watch the playoff game. It's not an of course to a lot of our listeners.
That's a little surprising.
I would think so too.
I mean, we're talking about playoff basketball, and I know I'm saying this after I said if they were head to head with the Tigers, I'd watch the Tigers. I'm just a much bigger baseball fan than I am a basketball fan. Some of that is because I don't care for the NBA, but I do care about our local team.
Texter says, I'm shocked that we got our first mention of Bregman minutes ago. I saw that he had five hits yesterday and two home runs and thought, for sure, here we go. It's going to be a full-blown topic out of Costa. Real personal growth that was the only time he had heard it.
Well, it's the only time he heard it, but we had to hear it at 6 a.m.
I didn't even realize until Tom brought it up. I don't get the alerts on the Bregman at bats like you think I do.
I don't know that. I don't know that to be true.
Bregman at the plate.
We should do, like, what should the alert sound like for Alex Bregman for him?
Yeah.
He's off to a hot start, guys.
Craig find something.
Five hits yesterday.
That's a long fly ball.
Anyway.
Turn your ringtone to that Bregman.
That's the alert whenever he comes up to the plate so I can watch live. He said the Red Sox don't play same time as the Pistons playoff game, so it shouldn't be an issue. Yes, I should be all right there. Yes, okay,
yes,
perfect.
Yes. Costa's got his phone in his pocket, and then all of a sudden what his wife hears is...
What's going on
What's
over there?
That noise?
Come on, bases are loaded. We got to dial in here. Anyway,
that would be so amazing.
It's just so great that he went 5 for 5 on a night. The Tigers got one hit.
I know. From five hits from Bregman to the 5 second rule. This is something that you have in your news, Heather.
Yeah, I saw this article about the 5 second rule. Yeah. Is it really something we should still be following, or should we just like throw it out the window? And of course, there's this. He's a microbiologist, but he's going viral on TikTok. Right, okay. That's where a lot of these doctors kind of get their. Their fame because people are obsessed with TikTok. And he did this whole test to test out the 5 second rule. Like he had these little Petri dishes and set them on the floor. I don't know exactly how he did it. I didn't actually see the video, but basically what he found is that every single test he did had some level of bacterial growth, whether it was on the floor for a second or if it was on the floor for a minute. And his conclusion said that whether food is left for 5 seconds or 60, it'll be nasty either way. So you shouldn't follow it. Like you shouldn't actually eat something, even if it was on the floor for a second. You should throw it away. And some people thought, well, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't see this video because I'm going to continue eating my food if I've dropped it on the floor.
I don't care what this doctor has to say.
what will you do?
I'll eat it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it totally depends on the food.
It does depend on the food.
And it depends on the floor, right, John? Like, okay, would you eat something you dropped on a restaurant floor?
Yeah.
Oh.
You drop one French fry on the floor.
I'm not going to go for a French fry.
What would it be?
If I've got my steak.
Bacon, steak.
And
meat.
Oh, bacon for sure. But if I have my steak and I'm down to that last bite, it's a nice, juicy ribeye cooked perfectly. And it's about half of a rare cut of meat, and it's got that little fatty piece on it too that has all the yumminess, the juiciness, the flavor. It's perfectly salted. That piece drops on the floor. It could be there for, if I don't notice it and it's there for 5 minutes, I'm still partaking.
Yeah, but you know what we're talking about. You pick it up off the floor and you can see like dust and hair and crumbs.
You pick it off this restaurant floor and it's just littered with
dirt. You're not eating it.
I have been known to dust off a piece.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Mm-mm. So, I don't get disgusted by this stuff at all. Like, if it's at my floor, I'll eat it. At a restaurant, though, that's a no.
So it's funny that this comes up in the news, the whole 5 second rule and how long, you know, with food will you wait? I think it was last week, Kenny Cott ordered himself a pizza because he loves to order food in. And that pizza sat from lunchtime through the afternoon show to the next morning.
In the box, though,
In the box.
Okay.
Would you eat a slice of that?
Heck yeah.
Greg, you did eat a slice. You had two slices of that.
I like stale pizza.
This is where, and I know I'm not going to get into the debate of how you reheat pizza, but this is where the microwave excels. You could have a piece of pizza that sat in a box for 3 or 4 days, and you open that box up, and that piece is as hard as a board. Yeah. You put it on a paper plate, you put it in the microwave, and miraculously, it comes out
chewy,
and you put a little butter on the crust.
The crust is like dust rubber.
It with some salt, and you put a little Parmesan cheese on there, some red pepper flakes, and don't let it go to waste.
So our question, do you still do the 5 second rule?
You want to laugh like you think that's wrong.
That is a bit extreme.
I do. I agree. I mean, doesn't sound good.
Well, it doesn't have veggies on it.
Now I'm just saying a 3 day old pizza warmed up in a microwave sounds unappealing.
Yeah, I'm thinking
I wouldn't eat that.
Like a few hours or night to the morning is kind of the cutoff for
me. Yes, I would eat that.
No, it could be on the counter for a couple of days.
Mm-mm.
I do think toppings matter too.
Mm-mm.
Sure.
Like I don't like pineapple on my pizza, but like a pineapple sitting on a pizza completely overnight into the next day, you might be asking for trouble.
Well, you asking for trouble by putting pineapple on a pizza.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to start. It's going to seep into it.
Things that spoil faster is kind of my angle.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like anything mayonnaise based, there's absolutely no way.
Yeah, that's like if you go to a barbecue.
Yeah.
And it sits out. Potato salad.
That's just
macaroni salad.
Ugh. I'm putting Greg on the spot, but there was years ago you ate something that was left over here that was highly, highly questionable. Do you remember?
I know what it is.
What was it?
It was the hot dogs, correct?
Oh, no.
It was sitting, we had a party here, and they were in one of those foil tins, right? In the hot dog juices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was preserved.
Okay.
In filth.
In like an inch of hot dog juice. Am I right? Yeah. Is that what it was? Okay.
You were talking 18-ish hours here.
Correct.
Like it had that little tiny light green look to it.
In the film that kind of collects in the top of the juices.
What you're telling me is that it marinated overnight.
Sure.
That was fine. Had breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
And you're still with us today. How long would you allow something to sit out?
248-539-9797. Inspired by the 5 second rule and the eating habits of certain members of the show. John, off a restaurant floor.
It's gross.
248-539-9797. We want your feedback on this. We should make a poll question, by the way, for this Pistons Lions debate. What's got your focus a week from tomorrow? Greg, if we could throw that up on the poll, just in the background to keep an eye. Piston playoff game or the NFL draft, you can vote online. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you're uncomfortable being in pictures, you're not happy with the way that you look, you need to get in touch with Ideal You. You can do it at idealyou.us. You could be 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know this program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. If you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. And what you're going to learn when you're there, not only what your body is made of, and the whether it's the percentage of body fat, water weight, muscle weight, bone mass, all those different things, but that they're going to assign you a weight loss coach, and they're going to build a plan that works for you so that you have success in losing weight. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures yet again, because summer's right around the corner and we all want to be in bathing suits. We all want to have a good time outside. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. to get your free body composition analysis. And again, that's $150 value. As I mentioned, it's absolutely free.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
We all grew up with the five-second rule, right?
Yeah. Everyone knows the five-second rule.
Within 5 seconds, it's fine.
Yeah, and it depends how fast you count.
Exactly.
There's a study done, and really 1 second is too many seconds. We've also talked about watching our coworkers eat food that sat out for days, plural. So we want to know about your rules with food, and we've got some great responses and some phone calls. 248-539-9797. Eugene, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Okay, thank you. Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi, Eugene. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm good. Go for surgery, thyroid surgery. Oh. Well, y'all was talking about, I was just wondering, how do y'all feel about parents or anybody, if the baby dropped the bottle or the pacifier, and they'll suck it clean with their mouth?
I will tell you, it's very different between the first child and a second child. For me, the first child, I was like, oh my gosh, take it to the sink, wash it off, make sure it's clean before I give the passy back. Second child, I'm like, here you go.
Yeah. I mean, wow. The mother's germ is, the baby got to build up endurance.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Big fan, especially if it's a pacifier. If it's a bottle, I might just get a new bottle. But it's a pacifier, and it's going to make them stop.
Yeah, but I do that. I go clean the passy, and then I'm watching him lick the dog or like lick the floor, go up to a window, and I'm like, dude, this pacifier being on the ground for 2 seconds was nothing compared to what he's already doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm running late for my operation.
Well, hey, good luck with the operation.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't want to keep him on any longer. It sounded like he was basically in the waiting room there.
We were inconveniencing him a little bit there, I thought.
Yeah, I'll be in a second. I'm doing it on the radio.
I think I heard the doctor count back from five. 4, 3.
Let the anesthesia kick in. Some ticket texters. John, would you eat something that fell on a gas station bathroom floor? You have to have lines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bathroom floor. Oh. Yeah.
Now, though, John, somebody could use that bathroom, in their shoes and walk into that restaurant then and... Where you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah,
that bathroom floor doesn't just stay on the bathroom floor.
I understand.
It moves with people's shoes.
Yes,
John is a disgusting human being for eating food off the floor at a restaurant.
Ugh.
Ew, John. In a restaurant, I wouldn't even eat something that falls on the table. Kathy in Jacksonville.
Some of it depends on the restaurant, but and again, it depends on the food. How bad do I want that bite?
Texture says they'll do the 30-second rule. Who cares? There's so many other disgusting things we do as humans throughout the day that are far worse. The same people who say no to the 5-second rule are the same people that text on their phones all day and then put their fingers in their mouths.
Right.
Sure.
Or they put their phone to their face.
Yes.
Your phone is one of the most disgusting things there.
And you use your phone in the bathroom. And
everything is disgusting. The steering wheel in your car is disgusting.
Ticket texture says, great topics, plural. I'm flipping between the two on draft night, the Pistons playoff game and the Lions. By the way, you can vote on Twitter, X, Costa and Jansen with Heather. Says, as a former health department inspector, you're all playing with fire, eating food stored at room temperature. Enjoy the diarrhea. Mike on a cell.
It depends on the food, right?
Yes.
It depends on the type of food.
I believe with the chances I have taken over my life, in my food choices, I have developed a super immunity. And I have what some might call an iron gut.
Oh.
I can withstand more than maybe some who have never taken that chance.
Hmm. Maybe.
It's my superhuman power.
Whatever you're going to tell yourself.
Eating off the floor.
My thing is, look, if you just cleaned your floor at home and it's there for a second, I'm going to eat it. But if it's at a restaurant or if you see visible crumbs and
dog hair.
No, I'm not eating that.
Public places are a deal breaker for me. Yeah. But I'll say this. I have this in common with John. I know if John dropped, let's say you got a dish and you just took 4 steaks off the grill and you put them in the dish and then it slipped out of your hands and they fell in your grass. Those steaks are going inside. You'll probably wash them off, and you're definitely eating them.
Well, you might just throw them back on the grill, burn off anything.
Burn it off.
Yeah,
I've done that.
I would wash it off. Like, some things you can wash. Like, that's the thing.
Sure.
Like, especially, like, if you dropped a hamburger, you could easily wash it off at home.
Yes, you could. Yes.
I think I'd rather just put it on the grill. Kyle and Canton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I recently found out that I like to make the decision on my own. So I was having a pretzel, and apparently some fell on the floor at my son's basketball game. While I was watching the game, my wife picked it back up and put it by the food that I was eating. So I then grabbed that pretzel and put it in my mouth, and my wife looked at me like that was just on the floor, and I had no idea. So I'm a big five-second rule guy myself, but I do now know that I would like to make the decision on my own if I'm going to use the five-second rule, because I don't know how long it was even on the floor or what it landed on.
Right.
That was my problem.
So, I mean, here's the other thing, too, is if you're in a restaurant, right, not all restaurants are tiled or a hard surface. Some of them have carpet. Does that make a difference?
Yes, I think it does make a difference.
Depends on the floor,
carpet
the type
is a collection. Yeah. Carpet is a collection, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah, carpet would be worse.
This was a rubber mat. A rubber mat, which had a little bit of somebody's drink water slightly in the area. Not too sure what was going on, but may not have made the decision to five-second rule that piece of pretzel. Mm-hmm.
But you ended up okay, right?
He lived.
I was stronger. I feel stronger.
There you go. Yep.
You made a face. Carpet would be worse, right?
No.
For sure. Carpet is disgusting. I mean, if you really, it's very different than cleaning a, yes.
You can wipe down a floor pretty easy.
Yeah, but the dirt and all the grime goes to the bottom of the carpet, and the top of the carpet is where the, all it, is the clean part.
Keep telling yourself that, John. Like it, yeah, it just stays and stays
and
stays and
crumbs.
How often do you, like, it's so easy to take a mop, whatever, to a tile floor.
A broom cleans it?
No, I'm saying, how many times have you seen somebody vacuum this carpet?
Well, I do.
Or they use the vacuums that don't actually vacuum. They're just like those little handheld ones that don't have any power.
Oh, mechanical.
Yes. Those are really getting everything.
Yeah, but it's getting the hair, most likely.
Maybe. Couple more on this. Ticket textures. The amount of time something can sit out of the fridge, we brought that up, depends on the food. In college, 48-hour-old pizza in the box was the equivalent of Columbus finding America. Doesn't get better than that.
How about in the fridge? How long would you have leftovers?
I'm very cautious with that. I'm cautious with things that even have an expiration date on it. Like, I'm like,
oh, I love leftovers.
I'm throwing this away.
How many days for leftovers?
Three. It depends on the food, doesn't it?
It does. Three's a fair number. If I haven't eaten it within 3 days, I'm not eating it, so I should get rid of it at that point.
Depends how many leftovers you have. And
you
can
freeze it at that point, right?
No, I mean, I've had things that have been in there for a week.
Mm.
I mean,
and you still eat it.
Yeah.
No.
It depends what it is.
It does.
Like, leftover pizza's not making it 72 hours.
Because you're going to eat it all.
Probably not. Yeah. But, I mean, every once in a while you find a gem. It's been there for a little bit.
Nope.
Don't want to waste it.
You said you're weird with expiration dates.
I am.
Will you not cook something past?
Yeah, like if it's like, especially with like dairy products, I'm probably very wasteful. I get very uncomfortable by eating things that are close to being expired or expired, and I end up just tossing it.
There are some things that actually improve the longer they're in the fridge.
Like what?
Some pasta dishes.
Yeah.
They actually say it.
Oh yeah,
there's like studies on it.
Uh huh. Yeah, I mean, like lasagna. Lasagna is. It pretty much has an indefinite shelf life.
With all the meat in there?
Yes.
Again. You don't eat meat. So
I don't, but I'm thinking of it now with my kids because I make a lot of food for them and I date the...
Well, there are times though, like
so
hot
I know
pasta.
How long it's,
everything in your fridge has a been in here for 4 days.
No, not everything, but things that I make specifically for the kids.
You date
yes.
it.
Yes, or I freeze it really because then I think it's better. Yeah, I get weird with that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm more of a, if the milk says or the yogurt says, you know, the expiration date, let's just say it was April 11 and today is April 16. I'm going to take a taste. And if it tastes fine, I'm good.
Like today, I went to get breakfast ready for them before I left.
I've lost that battle before.
And there was a yogurt that expired yesterday, one of Emily's yogurts. And I said, oh, and I threw it away.
From yesterday?
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Bring that in. We'll find a home for it.
It was one of those little squeezable ones.
On the pasta stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't a go-gurt.
Go-gurts, I think, could actually withstand a nuclear
storm. Yeah, those probably could. Yeah, along with Twinkies.
Probably right on that. Pasta that's thoroughly chilled the natural starches are converted into resistant starches, the type of fiber that is present in many other foods.
Well,
so it can actually be healthier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Potentially, if you believe that.
Okay.
248-539-9797. We're going to get to the Tigers. They lost last night, but it's a good time to check in. We had the 14-win bus with the Lions, and then John got one up to the 15-win bus. Who's going to grab the steering wheel? We'll get to that. It's 97.1. Guys, if you've been injured in a car accident, there's a law firm out there that really and truly cares about you, and it's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG. I know his team, and it's true. It's not just their phone number, 877-KG-CARES. They're not cutting corners. 10 lawyers, over 35 legal professionals on staff. They're not skimping to save you money. They're equipped with a team, the manpower, to get you the biggest settlement possible. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two hands and willingness.
And they say a lot of people have reached out saying they would like to help. So now they're putting together this whole a form. So hopefully that'll be really nice. Let's see. A fight at a Garden City High School on Tuesday morning resulted with two students being arrested. So it happened at Cambridge Alternative High School. And during this fight, one of the students pulled out a knife. Staff members did try to intervene, tried to break up the fight, but one of them was injured in the process by this knife. One of the students was also injured, had to be taken to the hospital for treatment. Sounds like everyone's going to be okay. But like I said, both of those students involved were placed into custody and there is an ongoing investigation. This is really cool. There's a guy who lives down the street from Augusta National Golf Club, and he got the chance to host Bryson DeChambeau for this impromptu practice and says this unexpected visit was amazing. So this man, he owns a home that has a custom putting green in the backyard. It's got like lighting so you can putt in the evenings.
No joke, then.
Very, very nice. And it caught the attention of DeChambeau, who was out walking. And at first, this guy couldn't see who it was. And there was some interaction between the two. He thought he was joking when the guy was like, "I'm Bryson." And he was like, "Ha ha.
Sure you are.
Turns out it really was him. So the guy invited him over. He took a couple swings, made some putts, and I guess hung out with that guy's family. So pretty cool. He said nothing short of amazing. Very nice
That's cool.
A fun interaction, which is kind of cool because the article also said that most people who actually live in the area get out of there for the Masters, right?
Sure.
Like, not only is it congested and crazy, but like, let's make some money. We can rent our property.
Yeah.
But this guy always sticks around. So he was there and really cool interaction for sure.
Should have practiced the putts a little more. He struggled on the greens.
You're right. Yeah, Sunday was not a good day for him.
Take a listen to this, you guys. The world's first ever sperm racing league is coming.
I'm sorry, what?
A sperm racing league. Yes, Jim, you can bet on it. So this is something you might be interested in.
Value.
Yes. So there's a startup in LA that says it's launching the first sperm racing league. And it says this is no joke. They're going to be live streaming the first event on April 25th Hollywood Palladium Theater. And if you don't want to watch it, if you're in the area, you can go to the live event and watch it live. You can buy tickets. And they say they
bring your own.
Yes, but there's already people selected. I don't think you could participate.
Okay,
yeah. But yes,
think the veteran,
can,
John?
Yeah.
No.
You have five kids.
Yeah, I'm good swimmers.
So they say they've built this microscopic racetrack so that guys can go head to head to see who's got, you know, the fastest swimmers.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
Yeah. I know I said that and I just, and they say the whole point of this, not only is it to make, like, they say we want to make health into a competition. I know what I said. But they say they want it to be, bring attention to male fertility, and they want it to be something that you can actually talk about, that you can track, that you can improve. It's not just, there's a point to all of this. But anyway, they say this new league is going to have everything every other sport has. So it's going to have press conferences. It's going to have play-by-play commentary, betting.
Instant replay?
Probably, yeah. The first race will feature competitors from UCLA and USC.
Oh, this is a college.
Yes, but they say eventually
rivalry.
They hope to get celebrities involved.
Can we have it? Yeah.
So there's your chance.
Is there a senior division?
You say interviews, so they're not going to interview the swimmers.
No, they would interview
the contributors.
Unless they have somebody there to make up voices. I don't know.
It was really hard getting up there.
But my question was, and I don't know if the article has this much detail.
Okay.
When do you make the contribution?
I don't know, John.
Because how long are they?
I don't know.
Swimming.
I don't know. I don't know all of that.
That's Heather with the news. All right.
How do we possibly transition away from this? This is your fault.
We want to talk about our baseball team. They lost last night. They only had one hit, but that's not the topic today. You're going to lose baseball games. You got a lot of them still to go. The question is, how much has this start changed your season prediction? John, I need you for the next couple minutes here. You're the one that wants to drive the 90-win bus. I'm giving you the opportunity to grab the steering wheel. I'm not quite there yet, but that's a big statement for you to say that you've seen enough already to increase the win total from what you had 80?
Yeah, I had 80.
To 90 now.
Right, yeah. So it's 10 games. I don't know what that means. It's not just going from 80 to 90 for me. It's going from a team last year with late season heroics that won 86. Are they four games better this year? I think that's an easy answer for me. Yes, I think they're four games better. My apprehension at the beginning of the season was no Vierling, no Meadows. And then as we started the season, it was no Gleyber Torres. And they've done this without the bats of Colt Keith, without the bat of Riley Green. They've had other guys step up at the right moments and provide. And this is Kerry Carpenter actually hitting lefties, getting the opportunity to hit lefties and being successful at it. It's what we've seen from Spencer Torkelson. And I think this is a team that should be And I think they will be a 90-win team.
I'm going to get painted as a negative guy because I'm not there yet. But in my defense, I don't feel comfortable adding that many wins this early in the season. I think the next 2 weeks to round out April are fair to sit back and watch. Kansas City, San Diego, Baltimore, Houston. If they finish the month 18-13, that would be a 90-win pace. They'd have to go 8-6 through a tough stretch. They do that. John, as long as there's still room on the bus, I'll be there with you.
I expect them to do that. And 8-6, I don't know. I mean, I kind of more expect like a 9-5.
Sure.
And I'm not going to go any higher than 90 wins.
Say,
I'm not
going to triple
91,
digits?
92. I'm not going to get it. I just think it's going to be 90.
The triple digit disco.
You said it, and I don't think that goes
well. I want that known that was a joke. Right now they're off to the dream start. And you've seen enough to think this team can win 90 games. Look, they're in the driver's seat to win this division.
Yeah.
That's probably upper 80s, and it may be. This may be a 90-win baseball team. I think after a couple weeks, I want to see a couple more before I get there. But the question is for you guys. I mean, we've got the bus. It's parked out front. Are you getting on board? 248-539-9797. John's driving. Tom's on board. We'll give you a honk. You want to get in? It's 97-1.
Hey, during the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today, and you're going to get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, you don't have to do it just before the game. Once the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One run was more than enough. Tigers shut out for the first time this season. That's Dan Dickerson on the call. Try to take the series with the Brewers today. 1 o'clock, Montero on the mound. It's actually better we do this topic after a loss, so our head's not in the clouds.
Yeah.
More grounded. John, you said, give me the steering wheel. I'll drive the 90-win bus. I've seen enough. This team is winning 90 games.
And again, I preface that by, I didn't think coming into the season with the injuries and the lack that, I mean, we hadn't yet met Javier Baez. We hadn't yet met Spencer Torkelson and some of the contributors, Dylan Dingler. Like we thought he'd be good, but you know, to this extent, maybe not.
Bunch of surprises, dream start.
And this is with the thought that they will actually be better when Vierling returns. They will be better when Parker Meadows returns. That's down the road, further than the Vierling return, but I am excited about where they are in a young season, and I think the best is yet to come.
So we've got the bus. It's parked out front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, people said stop doing that while we're driving. Let us know, 248-539-9797. I've said I'm not quite there yet, John, but I am really pleased with this start, and I think the Tiger fans should be thrilled with where they're at right now. I want to see Kansas City in town this weekend, San Diego next week. They're off to a hot start, too. There'll be some good measuring stick games, and if they can get to 18 wins at the end of the month, they're pacing to win more than 90 games. And then by that point, Vierling is likely back or close, and I will pull up whatever seats left on that bus. But maybe you guys have seen enough. Tom, you've seen enough.
Yeah, so I had him at 86 before the season, so I'm only going 4 more wins. I mean, that is not a lot. I thought this team was going to be good as last year's team. So that's why I went 86. It was a very safe thing to do in my mind.
But they're
mind.
More consistent earlier than they were last year.
Yeah, to a degree. I think the pitching staff is better because of the starting staff. Job has impressed me enough to where I think he's going to matter for the team in win-loss column more than whatever they're trying to put together last year. I think they got the depth. The way they play matchups last night was a perfect example. When the matchups don't work, you need your, quote, stars to perform. And the 2-3-4 was awful last night. 5 even with Keith. So last night's an anomaly, though, because I think the matchups work.
Well, last night was not an anomaly for Riley Green. Like, there's a separate conversation here with him.
Yeah, and I think we're getting into a danger zone. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he has an offer today that him and AJ have a talk before tomorrow night's game. Like,
well, they already gave him the day off, which was kind of an extra red flag, is after a day off, he came out and struck out 3 times and looked just as lost, if not more so.
Yeah, and so people would think, you're overreacting. You're telling a manager what to do. No, he actually played a little bit of a psychological game already by not playing him on Monday. So they played a day game Sunday. He had a lot of time off to get his mind right and stuff, and he comes out and plays like that. I think AJ may push that envelope a little further with him personally. I don't think it's something that will come out publicly or whatever. I don't think this team can go on the losing streaks that they did last year. People forgot about that. Remember how ugly it was after the deadline? Like, they lost 5 or 6 straight. I think they had a 7 out of 8er last year after they got to that 31-30 mark when Gibby called us. They had some swoons last year, and I think the pitching staff this year stops the bleeding.
Yep.
So why wouldn't I think, if I think they're as good, and I don't think they'll suffer through as bad the downtimes, it's pretty easy math for me.
The other wild card is adding at the deadline and how many wins that packs in at the end of the season. Look, I thought they were going to win 82 before the season. I don't want to overreact and add 8 or 9 wins after only a couple weeks, but I'm encouraged. I think this team could win upper 80s and sure, throw 90 on the table if they're adding at the deadline and everybody gets healthy and they avoid.
Catastrophe.
I mean, there are stretches where it's just not going well. And Riley Green is the living embodiment of that right now. Teams go through that, too. But for Riley, just the numbers for people to quantify this. He leads the American League in strikeouts right now with 28. He was 0-for-4 yesterday with 3. And he's 1-for-his-last 28 with 17 strikeouts. That's not who he is, but that's who he is right now.
Yeah, it's not who he's been.
Right.
That's for sure. So you do think that he's going to come out. But if you say that, Spencer Torkelson is not who he's been.
Can they both hit at the same time, pretty please?
That would be so nice. Can have a game or a stretch of games where they're 2-for-4, 3-for-4, 1-for-4.
Those guys are at the top of your lineup. If they're both cooking.
All right, so we've had some people this morning accuse us of being putting the disco in place again.
He did mention it.
Was it a joke, people? Come on. No one thinks they're winning 100 games today.
Not the triple-digit disco?
No.
And I don't think we're going there. I think this was kind of like me and John were simultaneously jumping on when we first said 14-3 for the Lions last year.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is. I don't think this.
And this is, to me, it's easier to do at the beginning of a football season because you've got 17 games, right? You've got to make a stand early on. With 162 and the injuries, I don't think it was unreasonable for me to think that they were going to be an 80-win team. Now, this is how I feel this team is going to play. They're just going to be more consistent at the plate. And I say that, after a one-hit appearance. They've built some trust for me.
86 wins from this ticket texture, still a weak hitting infield. A lot of that hinges on Torque. If Torque hits, the infield's not light hitting. If he regresses, you look around and you wonder. But Torres had the only hit yesterday. I think he's been a nice addition to this team so far. They're getting something out of Javier.
Yeah, and by the way,
Sweeney's been quietly kind of good at shortstop. Quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, are you guys joking? Of course they're going to be 4 wins better than last year. 90 wins all day. Look at the schedule. We only play Baltimore 1 series, and we own the Yanks. Take 101 just because of Scoobs.
I'm not willing to say 100-win team yet. I mean, that's a huge jump. We could get there at some point. I'm just not ready to have that level of confidence.
Texter says, beep, beep on the bus. Beep, beep, old man in a van. 248-539-9797.
Everyone's looking around right now. Who's honking at me?
Did I do something wrong? It's clearly a cartoon horn, people. Come on. It says, Colt, Keith, and Riley Green being bad at baseball and Torkelson now hitting his slump as well. I don't see how they hit 75 wins, let alone 90.
So I am cautious in saying trusting at all in what Spencer Torkelson has done so far versus, does he eventually come down to earth and is he what he was last year? Because if you say that, then you're trusting that Riley Green's not going to be where he is right now, and that he's going to be the all-star he was last year.
If he's AAA torque, 90 wins is not on the table.
No.
Yeah, there's no way. I think at worst, though, he's going to be some mix of the last two seasons after he came up last year and then the 30 home run season.
Yeah.
Where you're looking 23-ish home runs. So I think that's the worst case scenario at this point.
To be clear, he has 5 home runs right now. He didn't have 5 until August of last year.
Right.
I mean, for him to be AAA torque, he'd just kind of have to disappear immediately.
I would just say to a text like that, yeah, and they're 10-7 have won every series since the Dodgers series.
Right.
He can win another one tonight.
Right.
Today, day game.
Yeah, sorry, today. Yeah. I don't want to give those guys a longer show than they deserve.
We're going to get to a Mel Mock coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. A good question for the Lions fans out there. And then questions about the draft itself, because, John, it does feel like interest level's down. The Lions pick at the end of the first round. But I've got 8 storylines, mm-hmm. 8 days out from the draft. We'll get to that at 9:35. It's 97.1.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.